I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, we'll have a show with be jam-packed with information. We'll be talking about yoga, of course, and some fake gurus. We'll be talking about extraterrestrials, of course, and we'll be talking about reality creation and lots of cutting-edge information related to science. And before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, and that will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari.
Hari, 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 Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om, Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Hari Om.
Oh.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institute, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, provided as is, without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And I've been giving that message for a long time on yoga. And only recently that I've come across some really disturbing information concerning the health in America. And on a recent video on YouTube, it stated that actually the country with the lowest successful health is the United States of America. And if you compare the cancer rate, which is now 1 in 2, the diabetes rate, heart disease, the obesity rate, everything that you want to use as markers, the United States is now dipped to the worst health on the planet, and that includes third world countries. And of course, you're not seeing that in mainstream media. And some shocking statistics coming from Dr. John Bergman, who states that 75% of our young people between 18 and 24 are unfit for military service because of health conditions. And more alarming than that, 54% of all children have some form of chronic disease or illness that will never be cured. And for years and years now, I've been telling people about how important it is to not only create excellent health, but maintain it and also deal with issues as they arise. And that's sort of in keeping with my desire to inform the ET Yoga listening audience of positive ways to do this. And I've also stated many times that if you're going to go along with the herd, you can expect some ridiculous results with respect to your health, as I've already stated. Health in America right now is the worst generation on the planet. And you have to be pretty sharp to avoid the pitfalls. And clearly, in my opinion, at the heart of all this is a weakened immune system. Most people concur that the vast majority of Americans have compromised immune systems and low vitamin D. No surprise considering the sun scares and all these creams they're selling with respect to sunscreen protection. Personally, I want the ultraviolet rays. That's where the codes come from, our spiritual father, the sun. I would never use sunscreen. I use olive oil and water or some forms of oils, argan oil, to protect using common sense. If you do some research concerning sunscreens, you'll find out that they actually cause cancer. I'm not going into any detail on the specifics of that, but if you do your research, dangers of sunscreen, you'll find it's true. And yet, most Americans are out there lathering their kids with this garbage. Speaking of garbage, the food chain is mostly garbage. Most Americans don't even seem to realize what GMO'd foods are. GMO foods have been banned in about 60 countries. Do some research and find out why they're banned in 60 countries. As the Syrians would say in most of Patricia Corey's books, GMO'd foods destroy the immune system. So we're being attacked by our own food. We're also being sprayed with chemicals in the chemtrails, which contain barium, aluminum, among other things. And if you have a strong immune system, you can pretty much negate most of those effects. But unfortunately, most people don't have strong immune systems. They have compromised immune systems. So this is another big effect. Our water is poisoned, containing fluoride. It just can't, like, good health and drinking poison water do not go hand in hand. The water must be purified, and eliminating most of that fluoride from your system. Another area, of course, is vaccines, and I appreciate it's a controversial subject, but as Dr. Bergman has pointed out as an example, and it's on YouTube, it's called The Flu Shot, The Government Control of Your Immune System. If you take 5 flu shots, it increases your incidence of Alzheimer's tenfold, according to Dr. Bergman. So I'm sure that CNC Medical can come up with their own statistics. But one thing is clear, that the death rate among senior citizens who take flu shots is significantly higher than the rest of the population. And not to mention that, in my opinion, there's a clear connection between immunization shots and autism. So if you're going to be out there doing what the mainstream does, which is getting their flu shots, not paying attention to what you're eating, and particularly GMO'd foods, not getting enough sunlight, then you can expect to have yourself among the statistics of the most unhealthy country on the planet at this time. And no question that this young generation is not going to live to retire. Bashar, for years, has talked about the foundations of excellent health, and I'm going to reiterate them. Pure water, that means without fluoride. Water is so vitally important to us. We're mostly made of water. If you've done any research concerning Dr. Emoto on the power of water, he's proven that emotion, positive emotion, affects the molecular structure of water, and just how important it is to have pure water in our body. Second, oxygenation. This is most easily accomplished through yoga pranayams, or breathing exercises, to superoxygenate the blood. Third, exercise. And clearly in America today, people are being turned into couch potatoes, addicted to their iPhones, televisions, and whatnot, to the point of creating a totally sedentary life. Highly important to get the blood flowing and to exercise. 4, working on eliminating stress. And I appreciate that's probably the hardest thing to do on the list because of the monumental stress that's put upon most Americans with respect to just getting by economically. However, it's highly imperative that you put some energy into learning how to deal with stressful conditions. And if you're not involved with a method of meditation, it should be. Also, detoxification. 40, 50 years ago, it wasn't so important, but it clearly is today. The toxicities that are out there in this world get lodged in our immune systems and paralyze them. And I highly recommend Dr. Schultz at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California. Even Bashar, an extraterrestrial, has recommended his products, and specifically in the area of liver, kidney, colon, and even brain detox products that he has. They're all from natural herbs. And the sixth thing on Bashar's list is lightening up of the diet, which means a turning towards vegetarian and then vegan. And I like to throw in getting plenty of sunlight because vitamin D is the trigger to the immune system. And I can't stress the importance of creating and maintaining positive health. In my opinion, use of the medical system is for emergencies only. Other than that, it's a dead-end road with respect to the prescribing of pills and the profits that are made from the pharmaceutical companies. People don't seem to be aware that every year in America there are 30,000 people that overdose on illegal drugs, that 300,000 people die from prescription drugs, not to mention the side effects of prescription drugs, and every pill has its effect on the human brain. And when I hear statistics such as 65% of Americans are taking depression pills, to me, this is just totally outrageous. We get prescribed pills for every little thing. I guess it's because the public wants it. They want the miracle pill to solve everything rather than doing the work. But I'm here to remind people that it's a dead-end road. And the statistics at this point are alarming. In fact, in the United Kingdom, I just heard they invested $50 billion for robot research because they're not going to have enough people to take care of the sick. And I assume the same situation will be true down the road in the United States. And they're predicting the autism rate by 2030 will be 1 in 2. To me, this is also outrageous. When I was growing up, I didn't know anybody with autism, and I certainly didn't know any children that had cancer. Mike Adams, the health ranger, has come out actually this week with some studies that in the vaccines there's not only human fetus, but there's agents in the immunization shots that create cancers. A double-edged sword, yeah, to say the least. And, of course, big pharma and the vaccine industry have now joined hands to be able to microchip and are actually doing so now in isolated areas with the homeless. So, as a bottom line here, I just want to reiterate that if you're really sure, you can still eat mostly organic food in the United States. And I appreciate everybody's situation is different and your availability depending on your location. I live in Florida. I have no problem. I shop at about four different outlets, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Freshfield, and Lidl. And between that and fresh markets from farmers, I'm able to pretty much eat totally organic for about $500 a month. And, of course, I'm not a meat eater, so I'm not buying free-range meat, which are highly expensive. So I see people going to Publix sometimes with four and five cartons of Coke and bags of chips and all these other things, and yet many of them complain that they don't have enough money for organic food. Well, I suggest you do some shopping around because it's important. And if you look at the statistics in the United States now, then you can see how just how important food is and keeping a strong immune system. Now I can move on to some yoga topics, because I saw an interview and it was titled Interviewing Eight Enlightened People and Their Stories. And I guess people in the West just have a hard time with understanding the whole yoga system, because in the West, in the first place, yoga is considered to be hatha yoga. Hatha yoga, H-A-T-H-A. Hatha yoga is one branch of yoga. It's become synonymous with the term yoga, but the real yoga is union of you and your higher self, union of you and the universe. That's the real yoga, and that's what yoga means. And as Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institute, has stated, Hatha Yoga is one of six branches of yoga that he taught. And it's an important branch of yoga. However, let's not confuse it with the overall goal of yoga, which is self-realization or enlightenment. And this word enlightenment and yoga and gurus gets tossed around like, I don't know, instant pastry. There are two types of gurus. There's called the Upa Guru, U-P-A, guru, who points the way, and Sat Gurus, who are the way. And as best as I could try to trace a line here of progression of consciousness. The first thing that happens to people on a spiritual journey is a spiritual awakening or a realization that there are higher levels of consciousness and that you have the ability to attain them. So Baba Ram Dass would say that's the planting of the seed. It's also synonymous with the tree baptism. And many people who have this initial aha experience think it's the end of the journey, and it's not. And obviously some of these interviewers of people who think they're interviewing enlightened beings are confused about this issue as well. As time goes on in the spiritual journey, you come to a realization and one of the biggest obstacles is the ego, or self-identity. Because as Bashar would say, there's only two objective facts in this world. One is that the universe was created from universal love. And second, that we have awareness. That I am awareness. Just pure awareness. In a state of progression where you're not identifying with the ego or the identity that society has for you or that you have bought into. And as Sri Swami Satchananda would say, that that awareness or that center of peace can expand to infinity. But even that awareness does not connect you with universal intelligence or universal mind. When that subject, which is your awareness, becomes object, that's when you go through the doorway and become at the state of self-realization. And I know many of our listening audience and ET Yoga have had this experience. I have had the experience. And thus, I describe it as when the little eye shuts up, the big eye kicks in. You don't lose your individual awareness, but you do then connect with universal mind. And at that level, when you ask the question, you get the answer. So there's less of a need to depend upon a rational thinking mind to come up with conclusions. And some of the people who were interviewed that were supposedly enlightened, I'll guarantee you, that were not tapped into universal mind. And there are many gurus out there on the internet that when I listen to them answer questions, particularly about extraterrestrials, it becomes obvious to me that these are not the sat gurus they're portraying themselves to be, but are the upa gurus or highly intelligent people who can point the way. But many of them are profiting by some type of, I call it a fake guru complex. For example, when one of these fake gurus was asked about ETs, he gave an answer that, well, 95% of it's just bogus, and there might be some truth in it, but it's pretty much irrelevant. Well, let me tell you that the whole thing about ETs is not irrelevant. The farther you go in inner space, the farther you can go in outer space. And that's also proven by our 10 chakra, our 12 chakra system. And the 10th, 11th, and 12th chakras are much farther out than the 8th and 9th chakras. The 8th covers about 12 inches or so above the forehead, above the head. And the 9th is within a few feet of the body. And once 9 helixes are formed, this chakra will move out into the atmosphere of the earth to become more of an earth chakra, connecting into the grid work. And the 10th chakra will be in the solar system, and the 11th will move out into your galactic system, and the 12th will be located and anchored someplace in the universe. Now, if you were totally self-realized, and I would equate that with having activated your 12 chakra system and your 12-strand DNA, not your 2-strand DNA or your 3rd chakra. And if you have all that activated, now you're under the definition of what I would call self-realized. According to the Syrians in 2004, when they did a scan of the Earth, there wasn't one single person on the planet who had all 12 chakras fully activated. Now, that doesn't mean that there isn't someone out there today, or a few. But it gives you an idea that some of these bogus claims like, we can activate all your 12 chakras and all this kind of stuff, that's garbage. is for people to make profit on or give you disinformation. Best advice I can give you for activating your 12 chakras is to go on YouTube, look up Solara On Ra. She's got some beautiful meditations. One of my favorites is called the 13th Chakra Meditation. And in that meditation, there are three golden chakras above the head and two silver ones beneath the seven chakra system. And you visualize all 12 spinning in unison. A beautiful way to activate your 12 chakra system. And when we move on through the ascension process into the fifth dimension, guaranteed, much more of our chakra system will be activated. And I'm pointing some of the guideposts out so that our public audience in ET Yoga will be aware of this. I'd like to also share what I considered a valid exercise is given by Muji. And Muji asks his audience to meet him if they want to. And they all agree. He says, I have one condition. When you come to me, you leave your mind outside the room. Interesting stipulation. And it's so true because the mind is associated with the ego. That point of awareness, or that I am awareness, is where he wants to bring the consciousness. In fact, I can share with you kind of a funny one that years ago I had some property in Manitoba, and there were three gates that led up to the house. And on the first gate, there was a sign that said, mind check ahead. At the second gate, it said, mind check next gate. And at the third gate, it said, check your mind here. Which, when I heard Muji giving this example of a technique for his satsang audience, it did made me chuckle because of bringing back memories of the old Winnipeg yogis that used to travel those three gates. So, in summary of this particular topic, this whole idea about extraterrestrials and then talking to gurus and listening to their answers, me, nobody is really from here in the first place. And if you're an enlightened being, surely you would know your past lives and your first life in this universe. That's your star family. And if you're going to tell me that someone's self-realized and they don't know who their star family is, and they don't know that humanity came from the Lyra Vega star system, and they don't know squat, and I'm just here to say that because I know those to be facts. And so I guess, as usual, ET Yoga listening audience, you need to be really discerning with information. There's so much garbage out there, so much disinformation that people can be easily duped into paying money for things that really is going to lead to nowhere. I'd also like to mention, with respect to the ET existence, that in the Starseed Dialogues written by Patricia Corey, who's channeling the spirit, that at this moment there are Anunnaki hybrids who run your global corporations, and they in turn run your government. Described at length in our works regarding the power elite. I'm going to repeat that because, I don't know, people just don't seem to get it. That at this moment, there are Anunnaki hybrids who run your global corporations and they in turn run your government. Described at length in our works regarding the power elite. So, in essence, these people are not humans. And yet we're talking about, gee, do you think that there's ETs? Okay, and continuing, there are the Zeta Reticulans at work in your military and scientific control centers. There are alien colonies underwater in your oceans and under the Earth's surface layer, managing a complex network of subterranean colonies and breeding centers, aquaculture farms, experimental laboratories, weapons, and energy storage centers. There are the Alpha Draconians, reptilian in nature, feeding off the lower vibration of your species. And the energy that they feed off of is fear. And they're very good at creating fear and keeping the public in fear. And by the way, all that technology that people are addicted to, which I keep saying on ET Yoga, is to use this rule. Use technology the least possible that you can. We'll maybe have time to get into this more in a while. But there are countless others that work there on Earth for the completion of their own agendas. Alien species of every form and level of intelligence cover your planet. Amoeba with telepathic capacities capable of testing and surviving in any geophysical environment currently exist on your planet. Creatures of the seas are being utilized by alien colonists as transporters and energy sources. Alien microbes, bacteria, thought forms, genetically created creatures of every possible invention also abound. You have alien beings with relatively perfect human form in your governments, your corporations, your communications organizations, and they are unrecognizable to you because they appear to be exactly like you until you look deeply into their eyes. When you gaze deeply into the eyes of an alien, you know that it is not your species looking back. You always know whether or not you are capable of identifying just what it is that is not familiar to you. This is why they rarely look you in the eye. You have communication from extra-dimensional intelligence coming in from the higher realms of the fifth dimension onwards, involving Pleiadian, Sirian, Arcturian, and Andromedan light beings, assisting Earth beings and those of your sister planets with much attention being focused on the celestial Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in primary focus. You have uninterrupted visitation from alien craft and projections of them in your night skies, although the masses are seeing but not believing, from the most barren outposts of your planet to those locations of greatest population density. You have crop circles, radio transmissions, and signs of contact everywhere around you. Therefore, to say that you will have contact in the future is somewhat misrepresentative of the extraterrestrial reality as it pertains to alien species' presence upon and intervention with your Earth. Now, I don't know how you could get more clear than that. And as time moves on here, we get closer and closer to what's called imminent contact, which no doubt there will be an official public contact, which is kind of a joke in a way. And even that agenda seems to be skewered slightly. According to Bashar, the Yael, or the extraterrestrial species that's designated to be the first to have contact with us, according to the Esasani, they call the Yael the Shalanaya, or those who come first. And one of their craft was a boomerang-shaped craft about a mile in width that flew over the state of Arizona that generally referred to as the Phoenix Light. So in a sense, they're already here. It is my personal hope that we will also have some contact from other positive ETs at a similar time. And primarily my concern about the Yael would be this. The Yael, like the Esasani, are a product of the gray and human abduction scenario. And if you don't know about that, well, you should, because the grays made deals, swapped technology for the right to abduct people and then return them, wipe their memories. And according to Bashar, at least, the program is widespread. Millions and millions of Americans have been part of this program. And they were eventually successful in creating gray human hybrids. And apparently there were six main civilizations that were created from this program. Esasani being one, Yael being another. Now my concern is this. The controlling powers in the planet, namely, for the most part, Anunnaki and Alpha Draconians, use the grays. They're kind of like the gophers for the Alpha Draconians. And the grays are a nuisance in pretty much everywhere in the universe they exist. According to Bashar, they're more interdimensional than extraterrestrial, as they apparently are a future version of humanity gone astray. In other words, down the technological path, which is where the mainstream is headed at the moment. In other words, an overdependence on technology resulted in them, for the most part, losing the ability to reproduce and losing their heart centers and their emotional capabilities. And apparently there's only about 2,500 original grays left. The rest are basically clones with a hive mentality. And the grays, to my way of thinking, are also under the control of AI. As Simon Parks has said, and he's part mantis, part human, and part reptilian, that the reptilians, although publicly don't admit this, privately, they do say they're under control of AI. And if the draconians are under the control of AI, then no doubt the grays are under the control of AI. And their off-bred species also under the control of AI. So that's my concern. And it is my hope that when we do have first contact, that it will be not just with the Yael or a hybrid species created by the grays. I'd like to also, on tonight's program, mentioned the biggest bombshell of science news that I've come across since Greg Braden came up with his video, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes. And if you haven't seen that, you should check it out, because it's all about the current science related to reality creation or the curing of disease through basically positive emotion and the techniques that arrive through generating information from the heart center. And the new bombshell comes from Dr. Bruce Lipton. It's called The Biology of Belief. And it's about a two-hour video, but if you listen to it, you'll understand more than 80% of the doctors that are out there, because all of the medical system works on Newtonian physics. And the new science is quantum physics. And Dr. Bruce Lipton goes into detail describing how exactly we manifest disease and health in our bodies. And it's called The Biology of Belief. And to me, it's just a must-see. And in a nutshell, what you believe is. And about 10 years ago, at my website, dikiyoga.com, I posted a free download called The True Nature of Disease. It's still there. And basically, what I stated was that if you understand how the universe works, then you understand how the human body works. And that it's your thoughts, your beliefs, your intentions, and your emotions that create a perfect mirror of what you experience in this third-dimensional reality. And it's no different for the human body. The placebo effect works because you believe it works. And there's also a nocebo that people don't talk about. The nocebo is the opposite of the placebo, which means that your negative thinking creates disease. All disease comes from dysfunctional emotions, which is in your auric field first and then manifest in your body. And that's one of the reasons why I founded DT Yoga. Because our top scientists are even coming to the point where they recognize that the universe is holographic and fractal, and that there is, that it operates much like a computer reality program, and like any computer program, it has a language of interpretation. And the language of interpretation of the universe is belief. In other words, what you believe is. And this new quantum physics, as explained by Dr. Bruce Lipton on YouTube, The Biology of Belief, in the mainstream medical schools, it basically teach the body as a unit, and you know how to deal with the unit and analyze the problems and try to maintain care through profit of their procedures without any consideration to the mind. The new quantum physics put the mind on top of the body. And it so turns out that our mind expresses the chemicals and creates them that go throughout the body to heal or to make things worse, depending on your thinking. The center of all health comes from your beliefs. And it really matters that you get a handle on what you do believe. This whole area of science now is blowing things wide open to the point where it's becoming common knowledge that you can cure yourself. And as sometimes is stated by the mainstream medical, who are we to question their procedures? You know, have you gone to college for 6 or 7 years? And what makes you an expert? And et cetera, et cetera. Well, as a spiritual person with the knowledge of watching this two-hour video, The Biology of Belief, Bruce Lipton basically states that it's not that your doctor's a bad guy or anything, it's just that he wasn't taught the proper information. Bruce Lipton taught at Harvard University, and his ideas were not accepted for a long time, but now he's come out with this information, and also the information, as he states, that in America today, the largest cause of death is not cancer and it's not heart disease. Medical error, which 1,000 people a year die from it, and it's called iatrogenic death, I-A-T-R-A-G-E-N-I-C, iatrogenic death, and the whole system is based on false information, and thus how we dare to question the procedures, because the science is now out there. And one of the things that I loved about the information from Greg Braden was that it proved a premise that I stated on my website years ago when he went to Beijing, China, and they filmed an actual tumor dissipating in 3 minutes because of three practitioners who knew what they were doing. And connects with the whole concept of reality creation, in my view. And now, if you extend the concept that our beliefs, intentions, emotions, and our thoughts create our outer reality, they not only create our outer reality, they create our inner reality. This was a point that I made in my download 10 years ago, that if you understand how the universe works, you understand that we not only create our outer reality, we create our health as well. And we have total control over that. And to me, this is just astounding information and scientifically provable. And as usual, about this time in the program, I like to wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health and abundance. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique, which is one method of going through the doorway to have a experience of higher self. And that process begins by putting the thought I in the center of your forehead and becoming that spot. And when you become that spot, you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or a few times or whatever's most comfortable for you. The idea here is to get in the highest place you know how to get to through pranayams, asanas, meditation, whatever method you use to get to the highest place you know how to be and become that spot in the center of your forehead and then state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this thought. What thought?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.